My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I know what you're thinking now. You can't believe it, right? The coach is on assignment again, but this time it makes a lot of sense. The Olympics, and you cannot have an opening ceremony without Coach Sheehan, right? I mean, come on. So we wish him well and safe landings. And then after the opening ceremonies, I can't believe that they didn't have Sheehan really carrying the torch. I'm sure he was up for contention, but he didn't get that nod. Maybe in 4 years from now, we'll be able to do it. But good morning. DOC in the air chair for Coach Sheehan. And Heavy Metal Chris, I mean, boy, you got a big task because the young fella, man, has really been blowing up in that chair that you're sitting in right now. Denton Day, man, is there anybody hotter right now in the business?
You're asking me. I don't know, man, but I've been filling in all week, and it's been a blast, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you are... You're the Iron Man, no doubt about it. And I love that. And then we're finally there. Man, we're a week away from real tackle football. And I cannot wait. But, you know, you got to be patient. Because the sooner we get into it, I mean, the thing that's tragic about it, when the Minnesota Vikings corner is already out. The best news I heard yesterday was the fact that we'll get our top choice, gets a chance now to participate, and has been cleared. It's Brother Newton. Wait till you see him. Absolute animal out of Illinois. And then Vikings lose a corner, ACL. It's the version of Tommy John in baseball. And it happens. Pardon me. It's the worst thing that can happen. The only thing worse is Olympic athletes who wait, you know, 2 or 3 years to have an injury. It's a battle of attrition, and that's why depth is so important. Everything matters. Everything they're doing now it matters. Everything matters. And so you can gain something from every workout because it's such a mental game. And now you have new instructors. And when you go from one of the worst operated franchises on earth, you got a lot of fundamental things to clean up. So you have a really good teaching staff. And all you got to do is just listen to them. You go out and practice, you could be blind. Just listen. They have a lot of really good teachers and instructors. So you're going to get a really good vibe out of practice. And all the reports we heard yesterday, BTP, Willingham, his reports, and Hoffman, Rooster, JP, Mitchell, everybody that was, they were on point. And the vibe, the consensus of the vibe is competency, professionalism, and the most important factor, hustle. Then there's a level of intensity about everything they do. I understand no pads. You can still get a lot accomplished from the mental standpoint. How many things you can actually, I always used to like to judge camps. How many things can you get, can you enter? Because those of you that are around my age, you'll understand most of the genius of the Joe Gibbs era took place at halftime. Most of the great coaches earn their rank when they're trailing at the half. It's called adjustments. The only way you can do that is to have guys that can make mental adjustments on the run. You got to have a high football IQ. I'm sorry, but this is not a dumb man's game. You got to have a high football IQ. So when you hear people talking about inserting certain situations, pay attention. Referees were there day one. Situational, plus 10, goal line. Everything you can think of in a game, they have actually touched upon it and gone through the exercises of it. That is very impressive. Very impressive. They're throwing it at these guys, and they're getting it. Otherwise, you could tell because you'd hear a lot of whistles blowing, a lot of plays being having to redo them. Metal, you're big into bands. And it's the closest example I can give you to pro football. It's not a solo act. It's an orchestra. And everybody's got a role. And everybody's got and timing. And who's the person under the most pressure? The conductor. And so you got to have people that write it. There's so many things. And that's why I am so optimistic, and I feel good about the fact that we have checked the boxes when it comes to leadership. And starting with, you know, ownership, president, GM, all the boxes. Now it's up to execution. So it's a process. You can't get away from it. Now if you can get some depth guys to stay healthy and actually perform at a level that we haven't seen yet. Mathis is a guy I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing Big Phil healthy and able to show you. First of all, you don't go to Alabama unless you're elite. He's been coached well. We know all these things, but he got to have his body be in sync with him. Really looking forward. There's so many guys that a guy like Ridgeway, Matt, just imagine what that room is going to be like. That D-line room, if these guys actually fire off and play up to the hype and up to the potential, wow, amazing. Because you got to have one of these rooms that is off the charts. One of them have got to meet expectations. We've been talking about potential a long, long time. You know, potential is one thing that you hear about a lot. And then you hear that how people get fired talking about potential. You got to be able to get it done. And then you got to be able to get it done under the bright light. So I'm encouraged. Now, I wonder what I've just said has not been said in any of the NFL cities by anybody on a microphone as they look at their teams. I mean, I don't chuckle over any of this because I heard people saying that the Jets are projected to be in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I know. And people say it.
Over the Chiefs? No.
There are people that have said that they think the Jets have been, they've been models.
Everybody knows that path to the Super Bowl in the AFC goes through one man.
I'm just telling you, man.
There's no way. You can't just bet on.
Well, you can say almost anything.
And Burrow's back, too, this year, so.
Mm-hmm. Back for how long?
Well, I mean, you can say the same about Rodgers.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I don't. The Jets, to me, are great for off-season banter. They keep summer shows alive. And some of this is just to get us to the fun part of football, to me, is when pads come on. Then we can start really evaluating. But this is necessary. You have to do what we're doing now. You have to do it. You got to be able to grow it in a way to get the guys to find out who can handle the mental part and what will you be able to do. And who's the undrafted free agent that you're not putting a lot of stock in now that'll end up being one of your better players? Because that scouting staff, and who's that scout that fought for the guy? These are things we never end up hearing about. Somebody fought for somebody, and you don't know who that guy is, whether it's Dominique Hampton. You don't know. That guy could be that guy. I keep thinking about Daryl World Grant, one of the best players ever to put a burgundy and gold uniform on, out of Rice University. Everybody doesn't go to Ohio State or Michigan or Alabama. Two-way player. So I'm really, this is what this week is all about. Well, this week is about hope. Next week when they put the armor on, then we start checking real boxes, because the drills, you can't fake it. And the drill of all drills that we'll be able to identify, the first area of concern is our team lacked in getting pressure on the quarterback. It was unacceptable. Not enough pressure on the quarterback. And the team did not protect the quarterback at a level that can put you in championship contention. And guess what? You get to put that on full display daily in practice. And that's, to me, when camp starts. And there have been some classics out in practice. Nothing better than when Dexter Manley, Mr. D, and Joe Jacoby. That's when you start iron versus sharpens iron. And so those teams had great pass protection, and they had great pressure on the quarterback. Because you got Chuck Mann going up against George Stark in practice every stinking day. Wars. If you heard the level of contact when Whirl and Russ Grimm, the collisions, it was frightening. And you wonder why those teams win big. Because the team has developed O-line, D-line. You can talk all the quarter, you can talk all that glitter you want. That's why you've been in last place so long. The emphasis is at the line of scrimmage. And the sparring partners, they go to work every day. And once the pads go on and you're privy to be able to go to practice, they hook up two or three times in drills. That's when your team is developed. You can talk about throwing the ball, hitting it through the targets, and throw all you want to throw, do all that you want to do, and knock yourself out. You'll still be in last place if you can't go fourth and one and get a first down. If you can't protect him on third and eight and you get beat up field, we did not protect at a championship level, and we get no pressure. Those two things have got to change. Sounds easy, but I think you got the people to do it. And the other thing is that just go back. is how many times we have blown coverages in the secondary. It's hard enough to keep people from scoring. But to have a mental breakdown and let somebody just run down the field is unacceptable. Those days are over. Joe Witt Jr. You think you're going to see that this year? I don't. I don't think you're going to see that. So a lot of that's just my vantage point. What I'm looking for, it's just the real deal. It happens next week and the weeks after that in terms of us being able to find out if Jamin Davis can rush the passer. They're going to unlock something that the previous staff was incapable of doing. That is going to be what gets you over the top. It's there. The people are there. And we're going to find out how that goes. And that's what I'm excited about. And I'm interested to find out what you're looking for, where your expectations are for the first week. We're not talking about, I'm not going further than the first week. But it is important to see where your head is at. And I think we can kind of put this thing together so that if you get a chance to go out and see them, you'll at least have a guide. You'll at least be able to set your compass up as to what are you looking for? What do you expect? Where your expectations lie? So that, you know, if you choose to, go at this realistically. Or, you know, you can stay hooked up on helium and fantasize it and do it your way. And it may fit what you're into this for. It may fit your fantasy team. It may help your wagering. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for those of you that are tired of being in last place and being the mock of all jokes at work and would actually like to win, then we got to come up with a formula that we can kind of guide ourselves by and go, you know what? I like this. It feels good. It looks good. Who's going to be a player? Is Chris Paul going to be a real player? At guard, Cornelius Lucas, you know, he can play, but will he play? And are we going to be able to get it done? Willingham had De'Ami Brown on a one-on-one yesterday. Good stuff. I'm glad he picked De'Ami Brown because De'Ami Brown's that kind of person that we need to either step up or step aside. Because we need somebody to come up and emerge, take over. We've seen Jamison Crowder flash. We know what he's capable of. But we need somebody to take over and get the job done. So a lot of fun. A lot of reasons to be excited. But I am curious as to where you are, where your head is. Because it comes down to the fan base who's got a lot to reclaim. Not mad at you at all. It's been horrible at times, and yet you stood strong. But the facts are, you know, the stadium's been taken over. I think that will reverse. I anticipate that you're going to know what Burgundy and Gold is all about when the season starts. In the meantime, it's about these building blocks. 301-230-0980. Is the number. Heavy Metal is he's somewhere in the building. I guarantee you that. The Team 9 listener line. Donna Hopkins is on boots on the ground. She's at practice. We hope to get some word from her and we're going to talk offense if she gets with us. In the meantime, I really want to focus in on what's on your mind. Metal, let's hit a break and so we can take care of that enormous salary that you are worth every penny of it, but we got to get it done, and it takes a village to do that with you. 301-230-0980 is the number. Back after the break.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, Remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We have nothing but the best wishes for Coach Sheehan. He does not get a chance to come out with the flag. But we do wish him well, as he will be hopefully on site as Team USA gets prepared to go for gold.
And I can't believe LeBron gave that up to him. That's quite the honor.
Well, I don't think he gave it up to him. I think that Kevin would have enjoyed it. I'm glad that Kevin was humble enough to allow LeBron to keep it. That was big on Kevin's part. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin will be at more Olympics, but will LeBron? Exactly. I don't know.
Kevin can do it next year. I mean, the next 4 years from now. Yeah, he'll be able to do it. What say you, Billy, out in Chantilly?
More. How are you?
Oh, real well, man. Real well. Not raining. I'm good.
So, Doc, There's no truth to the rumor out there that Kevin's working with the running backs room this morning over at training camp. You know, he fancies himself a big fan and an expert on the running back room.
No, he is. He is. No, he's not. I think he's over the headed to France for the games, and we can't. You know, where else would we want him? I think the country is happy that coach will be over there, because Team USA right now, this basketball team, may need his expertise.
Oh, Doc, it's probably accurate. As you know, in coaching, it crosses all sports. When you have that level of acumen, it's not about the X's and O's. It's more about what you can bring to a culture of an organization. And Kevin Lee certainly has the chops in any sport to take a team to the next level. We all know that.
I agree.
Now, for the 2024 commander season, Doc, as you know, I would have preferred that they take an offensive lineman at the first round. I'm hopeful that we get the offensive line straightened down in front of our man, Jaden. And just looking forward to the 2024 season and getting this commander's name changed to potentially a new name. Get this ownership group focused on championships and building for the future. Appreciate your Doc and all your passion for the Commanders football team, brother. Good day.
Well, thank you. I don't know about changes, names, and all that. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's not my priority. They could be called the Bullfrogs. I just want them to get out of last place. The Dallas Cowboys are the only franchise in the history of sports that can make a profit failing to succeed. They're the only brand that gets more popular upon defeats. And so you can't figure it out. What does that say about the sports IQ of Americans? I know my dear friend Clarence Goldsboro Jr., Derek Davis, and all the Cowboy Diaries. They're delightful people. They're good people. Good Americans. But you can't convince me. I don't understand it at all as to how their failure is like a trampoline. They print money. I've never seen anything like, and I cannot, it no longer drives me nuts because I realize that it just shows it's indicative of the IQ of the society. So I got to live with that. But, and I don't want that. I want us to be genuinely grow this thing the right way and be good in the biggest games, not the worst. So, you know, we'll see what happens on that. Medalist's a tough one, man. I've never been able to kind of figure this thing out. But it is what it is. And then look at the money that they're spending. And look at the quarterback situation in the market right now. And their guy who's a heck of a player. And he's up for what now? $60
million? Yeah, that's... It's going to be quite the pill to swallow, I think, if they extend him.
He's a good kid. He's clean. You don't see him wrecking cars and getting high. He's a good citizen. Good guy. And he wins, what, 85, 90% of the games he plays in?
Well, if you're not counting playoffs.
Well, that's my point. So the kid has a bad moment, all right? And every once in a while, so what?
I think the Cowboys aren't good. They're not pleased with just making the playoffs. I mean, they were looking for the Super Bowl last year, you know?
Look, last year, dude, it's been 29 years.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop it.
True.
Why does everybody keep playing this game as if they're, no, they're not, and you know they're not. And yet, we just keep doing it. It goes, and look, now, it's comical now, because now, I wait on it because I don't even want to focus on them at all. I want to get back to rebuilding what we got to rebuild so that we're not, I can't talk any crap to Cowboy fans because we get swept and we're in last place. So I'm not talking trash. I'm looking more from the entire country standpoint I don't get it. What's with the popularity thing, and why are people spending so much money at it? And that's the only thing that I always hope that some caller will call in and explain that to me. That would be... So I just got a correspondent from Clarence Goldsboro Jr., and he says, divisional champions. Fact. Okay. All right. So I'll let it swing to there. I mean, what else can I say? The Detroit Lions give me hope. Do you know at one point in time the Lions snapped their losing streak? Who do you think they snapped it against?
I watched that game.
Okay. You know what I mean?
I remember.
We got some work to do, man. I'm telling you.
I remember. That was not a good day.
That was a terrible day. I'll never forget that day. And I got a call while being on the sideline. It was so disrespectful of Clarence Goldsboro Jr. to call me while I'm at work to laugh and to mock our franchise. And that was a low water point. It was tough. Cincinnati, remember when they were god awful?
Yeah, and basically until Burrow showed up. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. I'm telling you, man.
It's been a while since the icky shuffle.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So where we are right now, as Coach Gibbs always said, we're in this together and we gotta fight our guts out to just get back to where we can be respected and build this thing. And so that's the fun part. And do we have the right people now in charge? Yes. Yes, finally. We're in position. And I don't know if you know, I don't know what else you want. But I am interested to hear what you think about it. And I don't know if I have the vibe yet. I'm still have not heard what I want to hear from the masses to understand how strong are we going to be. Our fan base in recovering. The diehards are going to be there. All our captains. I mean, we rally captain. We got all the people in there. Tailgate. Ted. Our people are strong. Hog farmer. They're dominant. But what's the new wave? You youngins, what is going to be your contribution? That is exactly what I'm looking to hear from. So, you know, the next phase, and how powerful will they be? What's your anticipation of the first home of the home opener? We just got news that 28 will be the number will be retired, and they picked the Carolina Panthers. Did that surprise you?
No, I you figure that's probably going to be a low attendance game. It's a four o'clock game as well, and I'm not that surprised they picked one that they were like, well, we need it, because the Panthers, it's not like you're playing the Steelers or somebody or the Ravens where like a bunch of their fans might show up. It's the Panthers, and they're pretty bad. I don't imagine a lot of Panther fans are driving up, even though North Carolina is not that far, just to see the Panthers play. So I can see why they want to get more butts in the seats for a game like that.
Kind of surprised me.
It would have been cooler if it was a divisional game to me. I always think those kind of things are cooler because it's kind of like, you're like, remember playing this guy Eagles or whatever, you know? Like, I always feel there's a bit of that when you do it against a division team, but they didn't, so.
Yeah, that it kind of, you know, it could be on air, and it would be fantastic because it's Darryl Green. And the amazing career by an amazing individual.
Always one of my favorite players when I was growing up. You know, the guy seemed untouchable because he was so fast.
Yeah, but I mean, he just, when you look, you see size and stature, you think of the big, bad NFL, and he comes around the door and you go, hello, can I help you? And you go, yeah. And you go, oh, well, he had to be fast. And he was the fastest. But also, grit, tough. You know, he was tough as nails. And that's the other part. I don't think that should never go without saying.
And he spent his whole career here too, which is something I think is, you know, awesome.
Yeah. And that is a lot. And he had opportunities to to move on and go and, you know, enhance his family in a lot of different ways. But he, he stayed. And so you can't discount that. That is a lot. And so I think it's interesting. And I hope that, I hope you're there for that day. And I can guarantee you that's one that I have to circle.
I'll probably be working the pre-games again this year. That's what I'm guessing. That's what they had me doing last year. So we'll see.
Ah. Well, you know what? Last year you were on location. A lot of times you were at the MGM, right?
Yeah. I was doing a lot of the remote setups for the engineering side. Yep.
Yeah, and that's tough.
Let me tell you, it's a little weird getting to a casino at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, getting ready for a pregame. <It's>
Yeah, I can't imagine. That's a different atmosphere. What did it look like? What is it?
There's still a lot of people there on Sunday morning at 8 a.m., you know?
There is a lot?
Yeah, it's not packed like it's a Friday night, but, I mean, there's a couple hundred people there. And I remember the first day I was coming in to do one, and they always had to escort me because I have all this equipment and, you know, I don't want to walk through the floor and make people think I'm like trying to rig a game or something. So I always have a police escort, and the security's taking me through, and I was like, man, there's a lot of people here for like 8 in the morning. And they were like, oh, they didn't just get here. They're still here from Saturday night. They're still playing. And I was like, all right.
Oh, my God. You know, I can't remember. I don't remember other than when we were in Vegas for basketball events, you know, with Coach Thompson, that you don't really see the casino at that time. And so that is a...
Yeah, I mean, it's open 24 hours, so there's always people there. But it's just, you know... But by the time the pregame started and the game started and everything, you know, it was definitely a different environment. But... But it's definitely interesting, you know, seeing the place kind of like that. You know, I'd be setting everything up in the bar there, the tap bar is what they call it. And, you know, the bar's not even open yet. They're in there mopping the floors and stuff. And I'm laying wires down, you know. But it's fun.
Well, that's good stuff. Hey, man. It's, as they say, the more you can do. The more you can do.
I mean, I like the location stuff, too. You get to meet people in a different way. You just don't when you're in the studios. You know, there's fans that come up and just, you know, whatever. It's cool to see the actual fan base in person some, you know.
The thing you miss most when you've been on the sidelines for as long as I was is the interaction with the people that actually – work at the stadium, work the facilities.
Yeah.
And it's an army of people. I got a chance to do the event at Nats Park on Hall of Fame inductions for the D.C. Hall of Fame. So getting there at 9 o'clock in the morning, it reminded me so much. You get to see, you just don't realize how many people are employed that set up the stadium. The vendors, everything comes.
I mean, I get it because I get in early to those things too. I hear you, but yeah,
it's an army. I mean, it's just, and that's what you did see the underbelly of the product. It's so many people that make it happen, and it's an army of people to make it go and to see that happen 3-4 hours before first pitch, to see them warming up. And I forgot, you know, a lot of the baseball guys, the pitchers throw footballs before. To really helps you get more of a rotation and opening up your shoulders.
I remember that old Nolan Ryan baseball card I had of an old Upper Deck card of Nolan Ryan throwing the football in a Texas Rangers jersey. I remember that,
But I hadn't been in a long time that early. That might have been the earliest I've ever been. And to see that reminded me of the football setup. When you come in and when they bringing in, you know, the ice and do, I love when they watching them mark the field and dragging the detail of the field. It is just pristine. It's so much attention to detail. It really is a beautiful thing. As much as the field at FedEx people have jonesed on in the past, they do a remarkable job of getting that thing back in order. And cleaning it up over the years, we've had mud spots and water, and they've done it. They cleaned it up, and they have put a ton of money into it. And now, as was reported all week, you might end up being there for the next nine years. Where you are, that's reality. That's reality. Whether you want to deal with it or not. I thought it was really interesting this week as we started hearing realistic talks about whether or not, where's the next stadium going to be, whether it's going to be in the district, Maryland, or, and Grant and Danny were dying. They were almost had a heart attack laughing when they mentioned Virginia with a stadium.
Yeah, imagine putting it in Alexandria, right, where they wanted to put the hockey and basketball arena.
Yeah, but they were very entertaining. They had a heck of a show, and they couldn't do it without laughing. They was crying out. They were crying. They were laughing so hard. But still, that we don't know. We're still kind of like in flex, you know. And
I think it'll be D.C. If Bowser has any say in it, she wants the stadium in D.C. for football. She wants that to be part of her legacy, I think.
Yeah, but we're talking about stadium, but also we're talking about what we want around it. we want to be able to have, it's what, like Nats Park. What is a beautiful thing? Now, you know, one of the most awesome scenes is being, is watching people walk from really from our location at the station to the park. Seeing people walk down the streets, walking past businesses, bars, restaurants, that's the vibrance of the Navy Yard. On game day, man, that's special.
It is nice just kind of being out in that.
Yeah, you know what? There's a vibe. You feel it. And it brings me back to 219 when they were winning it and we were there and you were in that race. And when you're in a pennant race and you've got that kind of vibe and people that don't have to, I mean, it's all about tailgating. But when you're tailgating in the Navy Yard, it's like it's all over the place. Because there's just so much opportunity and vibe. And I think that's what you want to do. And can you do that? Do you have enough area to do that in the district?
I mean, I had some great tailgates as a kid in those that RFK parking lot back in the day.
Yeah. I'm with you. Okay.
Bring the little grill out, cook up some burgers and little smokies and stuff. It was great.
Yeah, but now, man, so that's what the possibilities are. And someone else mentioned that moving it down and being able to boat in, and there's nothing. I don't know if you've ever been at a Tennessee Volunteers home game. Man, the way it's amazing what the possibilities are when you start coming in using waterways.
I do remember seeing out in San Francisco when Barry Bonds was hitting all those home runs out of the park, and there'd be like dudes out in the boat in the bay, like catching them and fishing them out of the water and stuff.
Yeah, that's what fascinates me about D.C. by opening that up and adding the water transportation entrance and moving it to that point, expanding the pad so that now you've created more space, more area, because it's got to be more like, I got to be able to have more entertainment, more like what Cap One has.
Yeah, it's where you have like a whole village built around the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you want. I mean, the Atlanta Braves have pulled it off now in their new gig.
I mean, I feel like the Nationals did too. You know, the area down here is very different before that ballpark came in.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Were you here before that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to go to Nation, which is basically, like our studio is basically right on top of where it used to be. The old Club Nation, they had metal bands there sometimes. You know, I'd see a few bands there back in the day, like Megadeth and Anthrax and stuff. Saw a few bands there. Danzig, Gwar.
Yeah, we got a lot. There's a lot on the table. And it would all be enhanced. And it may sound unrealistic, but winning creates that buzz to get you over the top. And that's what we need. And it can't be fake. You don't want it. You want it to be sustained success. It's kind of like what the Wizards are selling you on. They hope that you can buy in and be patient enough, but understand what the goal is. And it's kind of like programs are doing it. You know, Cap seems like most of our programs right now are in that same mode to where they're developing and trying to get to a point where you can buy in. But it takes that special player that kind of gets you over the hump. As much as we kid on him, but Tony Romo had that. He had that spark. He generated hope, and he gave Dallas a lot, and that's what you got to have, and that's where I think when people look at our quarterback situation now, Jaden Daniels gives you comfort. Yeah, he gives you comfort. Go to break with that. Jaden Daniels and comfort. Does that mean he's got to start out the door? That's up to the coaches. I don't care where they put him, but I do have a sense of calm when I think about the quarterback position. We'll be back in a moment. I've avoided this purposely because it just zaps my energy. Whenever the Nats don't win, I mean, that 12-3 beatdown, I'm like, man, we were playing so well. We were sweeping the series, and then Padres come in here and just, my goodness. So it would be good to, I need a victory. Need a victory. And I'm encouraged by them. Love the fact that we're, you know, got good young talent, and love being in the fight. Just hate, not a good loser. Don't like it at all. Are you big? Are you a college football guy, Metal?
I like the pros a lot more. I'll watch some college football. Yeah. The part of college football that I like the best, though, is when you get towards the end and you start having the conference championships and then the playoff. That I love. That's like must-watch to me. Kind of early. I'm not as excited in the season early. I like it when the teams are a little more established and you're seeing who's really fighting to make it to the playoff and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, everybody has their own way.
I went to a college that did not have a football team, so that's part of it. You know, I didn't go to Ohio State or Florida or one of these big powerhouse schools. You know, I went to George Mason. So I love the basketball team, and you know, but I didn't, you know, so.
No, that's cool. Hey, it's there's definitely enough around here to pick it up and you know, be able to put it together. It will be here sooner than later. There's so many changes. Yeah, boy, the portal and NIL and on and on and on and on.
You think Colorado's going to be better this year?
I don't have any idea because I don't know anybody on their team and everybody's new.
Well, you know his quarterback.
It's the hardest sport to have a whole new team every year. But the quarterback has got experience, and they have two or three of the best players in college football. But unfortunately, none of their best players block. And so, you know, I've always said, I don't care how expensive your rims are, if your engine is shot, then you're just not going to get a lot of distance. So they've got maybe the best receiver in the league, maybe the best quarterback, but they can't protect him. So if they've closed the cushion a bit up front, then maybe. And they run a drop back system. So they chose that. They could have cut the field in half and been more of a sprint option team, or it was their choice to run whatever they're running. So they made it more difficult to protect the quarterback based on their decisions. So we'll see. Can you do it in 1 year? Well, we'll find out. What scares me is if USC couldn't do it, and they had the Heisman Trophy winner, and they could only fix one half of their team, then how can I expect Colorado to do it? But maybe they can. I don't know.
What are you talking, USC, or are you talking LSU, you mean?
No, I'm talking about USC. University of Southern California couldn't stop anybody. And they had Caleb Williams. They're loaded on offense.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's like LSU, too. That's what I thought, because they had the Heisman winner in LSU.
Yeah, but they're not a startup.
Yeah, yeah.
So how in the world could you be that bad on the side of a ball with that type of program and tradition and money that they have? That's the thing that I haven't heard anybody answer that. They run from it, and Feinbaum doesn't, but most people run from that. They won't answer it. Now, they got UCLA's guy over there. They paid him, and I don't blame him. get to, you got that kind of revenue, go buy who you want. But to me, it's just baffling. I don't understand it. Now, with Deion's deal, I hear about him mentioned at Ohio State. I hear about him mentioned with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, that's what I would hope for, that Jerry would just bring him to Dallas and be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That would just make my day. It'd be perfect. But yeah, I don't know. I do know this. It makes me anxious. I want to see it. I want to hear about it. That's what makes Prime so good. Because you never go, whatever. No, you don't. You go, can't wait. He's box office. Can't wait. He's like Kyrie. I got to see it. Even though I'm not a big fan, I have to see it. How many things are you not a big fan of, but you don't miss it?
Yeah, there's a few things. Usually, like, specific players on a team. You know, I might not care about their team, but I want to watch a certain player every time I can, you know.
Name it.
Let's see. Like, I love watching LeBron play. Like, I don't care about the Lakers. I don't care about the Heat. I don't care about the Cavs. Never cared about any of his teams. I just think he's fun to watch, you know.
But he is. And I have gained more respect. I love watching LeBron, the latest version of him. I have so much respect.
Yeah, people talk a lot of trash about him, but he just keeps putting up numbers.
No, his body. No, I respect that he is. He has maintained his body, his performance, when others won't pay the price. He's proving that what happens when he puts $1 million into his body. He's been saying that, but I couldn't put it in my brain. First of all,
well, I'm sure he's getting a lot of like trainers and nutritionists and all kinds of like people like that, specialist doctors and stuff to help him with all that stuff. And that stuff ain't cheap.
Only one. He's got a teammate that's not doing it, Anthony Davis. Anthony's got the same talent LeBron does. Half the league, but nobody else does it.
I hear you. But you're talking, how does he get to that $1 million? That's how. I'm sure he's got a bunch of people he's paying to get their expertise on this stuff.
Yeah, but he's not the only guy.
He's got to put in the work, though.
Others could do it, but they don't. Look at Zion.
Yep.
He doesn't. That's my point. What makes this guy, and that's what I admire about him. We've seen other guys aging, and they fall off the map at his age. He's gaining ground. He's a better three-point shooter now. Who does that? And he's doing it legally? Come on, man. I got to get a brother. Now, I wish he wasn't on my favorite team. You know, I wish he was, because he's too messy for me. It's just, he takes over the program and does it, and I would respect it more if he would just be a gorilla pimp and say, yeah, I'm doing it, this one, but he don't. He's the passive-aggressive guy. Oh, no, not me. But he's doing it all. Everybody's there because of him.
I feel that way with some other players, too. Like, I feel Ovechkin's a little bit like that. You know, there's a lot of players that are still on the Caps, I think, just because Ovi wants them there, you know?
Yeah, and
maybe not his son, but...
Yeah, but and your problem and your point is what? I mean,
well, I just mean LeBron's not the only one. There are other cases.
Yeah, but not like him. Not like this dude, man. Come on, his agent is the GM. He completely.
And
we're talking about the Lakers. I could have seen it if it was Cleveland. He did this to the Lakers, and again, because it's the Beverly Hillbillies now, because they're run. It's just a bad deal. And they need to sell everything. It needs to be sold.
See, I wonder if they're looking at trying to make him a coach when he retires and keep him on staff.
Coach. Yeah. No. He's going to own Vegas. He'll have his own franchise.
I'm just saying, I just wonder if the Lakers are trying to keep him in the organization going forward, you know?
No.
You know, like Pete Rose played, and then he ended up becoming the manager, and then, like, you know, it's like something like that, I wonder.
No, he's too big for
that. Well, they brought his son in. I think that's why, to keep LeBron there.
No.
You know, long term.
He's too big for that. You want to bet right now? We'll bet a concert.
I'm not betting, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to keep him in some sort of coach or a GM role or just something. Keep him there.
Coach? He's not going to do that. Why would he do that? He's going to
because his kid is there, though. But he gets
Vegas,
to be.
He'll bring his kid there. Yeah, he'll make his kid the GM. He's going to own the Vegas NBA franchise. Bet on it.
Right,
call your bookie. It's done. Yeah, that's why he's going to
Vegas.
So you
think it'll be an expansion team or somebody moving there? Because I feel like Arizona could have moved there, but.
It'll be whatever he wants it to be.
Move the Suns to Vegas, right? But I guess the Suns are too popular out there. But where else? Who
Suns
could?
Suns are fine. Phoenix is fine. They'll bring one over, and it'll be in Vegas, and he will own it if he wants to do that. Yeah, no, it'll go. Look, man, I ain't mad at it. But Pat Riley is the only person that did him the way you got to deal with him. You got to tell him, hey, it's been nice. See you later.
Yeah.
And run your program. If not, he's going to come in and the coach is his coach. The GM is his. What are you not watching? I mean, if the player, he's in the roster. Westbrook remained a wizard, everything would have been better. Then they had the statue of Westbrook here. Westbrook was good here. That's what this team needed. A dominant guy that can dominate the ball and score. Unbelievable energy. Good dude. Would have been perfect here.
I did like him on the Wizards. That guy had hustle, man. That guy had hustle.
Yeah, that's what you want here.
Yeah.
The dude was perfect for here.
I wish a little bit of that rubbed off on Bradley Beal while they were here together.
Well, no, I mean, Brad's a nice guy, but no, that wasn't. And then so you give, again, mismanaged. You over give this guy a contract like, you're like, what? It's like, I don't even know if they even asked for stuff they gave him. That's because you're swimming in waters too deep for you. That's why the first thing you have to do if you're going to start an organization is you have to get people that really know what they're doing in every area of the organization. It's not just because you own it or you have the most money. You got to get people that know what they're doing in those areas. Void of ego. What's the number one killer? Void of ego. And most people can't do it, especially most men cannot do it. Cannot do it. They'd rather fail doing it their way than have it succeed following someone else's path. That's called ego maniacs. And they, I don't know how many more examples you need. All right. To break we go. It is 11 o'clock in the nation's capital. Coach Sheehan, I don't know if he's landed now, but I can't wait to hear from him and make sure that he made it safely across the seas, and then we'll move forward. It's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg carrying a torch. That's good stuff. Love that. Stay with us here. DOC in for Coach Sheehan. Along with Heavy Metal. Where's Denton Day? Denton Day must be somewhere out signing autographs as well. He's a young rock.
I heard he is on a cruise this week.
That's right. He did tell me that. That's right. He's on a cruise. Good for him. Back in a moment.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I've avoided this purposely because it just zaps my energy. Whenever the Nats don't win, I mean, that 12-3 beatdown, I'm like, man, we were playing so well. We were sweeping the series, and then Padres come in here and just, my goodness. So it would be good to, I need a victory. Need a victory. And I'm encouraged by them. Love the fact that we're, you know, got good young talent, and love being in the fight. Just hate not a good loser. Don't like it at all. Are you big? Are you a college football guy, Metal?
I like the pros a lot more. I'll watch some college football. Yeah. The part of college football that I like the best, though, is when you get towards the end and you start having the conference championships and then the playoff. That I love. That's like must watch to me. Kind of early. I'm not as excited in the season early. I like it when the teams are a little more established and you're seeing who's really fighting to make it to the playoff and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, everybody has their own way.
I went to a college that did not have a football team, so that's part of it. You know, I didn't go to Ohio State or Florida or one of these big powerhouse schools. You know, I went to George Mason. So I love the basketball team, and you know, but I didn't. You know, so
no, that's cool. Hey, it's there's definitely enough around here to pick it up and you know, be able to put it together. It will be here sooner than later. There's so many changes. Yeah, boy, the portal and NIL and on and on and on and on.
You think Colorado's going to be better this year?
I don't have any idea because I don't know anybody on their team and everybody's new.
Well, you know his quarterback.
It's the hardest sport to have a whole new team every year. But the quarterback has got experience, and they have two or three of the best players in college football. But unfortunately, none of their best players block. And so, you know, I've always said, I don't care how expensive your rims are, if your engine is shot, then you're just not going to get a lot of distance. So they've got maybe the best receiver in the league, maybe the best quarterback, but they can't protect him. So if they've closed the cushion a bit up front, then maybe. And they run a drop back system. So they chose that. They could have cut the field in half and been more of a sprint option team, or it was their choice to run whatever they're running. So they made it more difficult to protect the quarterback based on their decisions. So we'll see. Can you do it in 1 year? Well, we'll find out. What scares me is if USC couldn't do it, and they had the Heisman Trophy winner, and they could only fix one half of their team, then how can I expect Colorado to do it? But maybe they can. I don't know.
What are you talking, USC, or are you talking LSU, you mean?
No, I'm talking about USC. University of Southern California couldn't stop anybody. And they had Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
they had, I mean, they're loaded on offense.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's like LSU, too. That's what I thought, because they had the Heisman winner in LSU.
Yeah, but they're not a startup.
Yeah, yeah.
So how in the world could you be that bad on the side of a ball with that type of program and tradition and money that they have? That's the thing that I haven't heard anybody answer that. They run from it. And Feinbaum doesn't. But most people run from that. They won't answer it. Now, they got UCLA's guy over there. They paid him. And I don't blame him. But you got that kind of revenue, go buy who you want. But to me, it's just baffling. I don't understand it. Now, with Deion's deal, I hear about him mentioned at Ohio State. I hear about him mentioned with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, that's what I would hope for, that Jerry would just bring him to Dallas and be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That would just make my day. It'd be perfect. But I don't know. I do know this. It makes me anxious. I want to see it. I want to hear about it. That's what makes Prime so good. Because you never go, whatever. No, you don't. You go, can't wait. He's box office. Can't wait. He's like Kyrie. I got to see it. Even though I'm not a big fan, I have to see it. How many things are you not a big fan of, but you don't miss it?
Yeah, there's a few things. Usually, like, specific players on a team. You know, I might not care about their team, but I want to watch a certain player every time I can, you know.
Name it.
Let's see. Like, I love watching LeBron play. Like, I don't care about the Lakers. I don't care about the Heat. I don't care about the Cavs. Never cared about any of his teams. I just think he's fun to watch, you know.
He is. And I have gained more respect. I love watching LeBron, the latest version of him. I have so much respect.
Yeah, people talk a lot of trash about him, but he just keeps putting up numbers.
No, his body. No, I respect that he is. He has maintained his body, his performance, when others won't pay the price. He's proving that what happens when he puts $1 million into his body. He's been saying that, but I couldn't put it in my brain. First of all,
I'm sure he's getting a lot of like trainers and nutritionists and all kinds of like people like that, specialist doctors and stuff to help him with all that stuff. And that stuff ain't cheap.
He's the only one. He's got a teammate that's not doing it, Anthony Davis. Anthony's got the same talent LeBron does. Half the league, but nobody else does it.
I hear you. But you're talking, how's he get to that $1 million? That's how. I'm sure he's got a bunch of people he's paying to get their expertise on this stuff.
Yeah, but he's not the only guy.
He's got to put in the work, though.
Others could do it, but they don't. Look at Zion.
Yep.
He doesn't. That's my point. What makes this guy, and that's what I admire about him. We've seen other guys aging, and they fall off the map at his age. He's gaining ground. He's a better three-point shooter now. Who does that? And he's doing it legally? Come on, man. I got to get a brother. Now, I wish he wasn't on my favorite team. You know, I wish he was, because he's too messy for me. It's just, he takes over the program and does it, and I would respect it more if he would just be a gorilla pimp and say, yeah, I'm doing it, this one, but he don't. He's the passive-aggressive guy. Oh, no, not me. But he's doing it all. Everybody's there because of him.
I feel that way with some other players, too. Like, I feel Ovechkin's a little bit like that. You know, there's a lot of players that are still on the Caps, I think, just because Ovi wants them there, you know?
Yeah, and
maybe not his son, but...
Yeah, but and your problem and your point is what? I mean,
well, I just mean LeBron's not the only one. There are other cases.
Yeah, but not like him. Not like this dude, man. Come on, his agent is the GM. He completely.
Yeah, it is. And
we're talking about the Lakers. I could have seen it if it was Cleveland. He did this to the Lakers, and again, because it's the Beverly Hillbillies now, because they're run. It's just a bad deal. And they need to sell everything. It needs to be sold.
See, I wonder if they're looking at trying to make him a coach when he retires and keep him on staff.
Coach. Yeah. No. He's going to own Vegas. He'll have his own franchise.
I'm just saying, I just wonder if the Lakers are trying to keep him in the organization going forward,
No.
You know?
No.
You know, like Pete Rose played, and then he ended up becoming the manager, and then, like, you know, it's like something like that, I wonder.
No. He's too big for
that.
Well,
they brought his son in. I think that's why, to keep LeBron there.
No.
You know, long term.
He's too big for that. You want to bet right now? We'll bet a concert.
I'm not betting, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to keep him in some sort of coach or a GM role or just something. Keep him there.
Coach? He's not going to do that. Why would he do that? He's going to
because his kid is there, though. But he gets
Vegas,
to be.
He'll bring his kid there. Yeah, he'll make his kid the GM. He's going to own the Vegas NBA franchise. Bet on it.
Nine.
Call your bookie. It's done. Yeah, that's why he's going to
Vegas.
So
you think it'll be an expansion team or somebody moving there? Because I feel like Arizona could have moved there, but
it'll be whatever he wants it to be.
Move the Suns to Vegas, right? But I guess the Suns are too popular out there. But where else? Who
Suns are fine. Phoenix is fine. They'll bring one over, and it'll be in Vegas, and he will own it if he wants to do that. Yeah, no, look, man, I ain't mad at it. But Pat Riley is the only person that did him the way you got to deal with him. You got to tell him, hey, it's been nice. See you later.
Yeah.
And run your program. If not, he's going to come in and the coach is his coach. The GM is his. What are you not watching? I mean, if the player, he's in the roster. Westbrook remained a wizard, everything would have been better. Then they had a statue of Westbrook here. Westbrook was good here. That's what this team needed. A dominant guy that can dominate the ball and score. Unbelievable energy. Good dude. Would have been perfect here.
I did like him on the Wizards. That guy had hustle, man. That guy had hustle.
Yeah, that's what you want here.
Yeah.
The dude was perfect for here.
There was a little bit of that rubbed off on Bradley Beal while they were here together.
Well, no, I mean, Brad's a nice guy, but no, that wasn't. And then so you give, again, mismanaged. You overgive this guy a contract like, you're like, what? It's like, I don't even know if they even asked for stuff they gave him. That's because you're swimming in waters too deep for you. That's why the first thing you have to do if you're going to start an organization is you have to get people that really know what they're doing in every area of the organization. It's not just because you own it or you have the most money. You got to get people that know what they're doing in those areas. Void of ego. What's the number one killer? Void of ego. And most people can't do it, especially most men cannot do it. Cannot do it. They'd rather fail doing it their way than to have it succeed following someone else's path. That's called ego maniacs. And they, I don't know how many more examples you need. All right? To break we go. It is 11 o'clock in the nation's capital. Coach Sheehan, I don't know if he's landed now, but I can't wait to hear from him and make sure that he made it safely across the seas, and then we'll move forward. It's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg carrying a torch. That's good stuff. Love that. Stay with us here. DOC in for Coach Sheehan, along with Heavy Metal. Where's Denton Day? Denton Day must be somewhere out signing autographs as well. He's a young rock.
I heard he is on a cruise this week.
That's right. He did tell me that. That's right. He's on a cruise. Good for him. Back in a moment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.